Rocks Playing Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
My friend Chuck Blair, who I, again, told before the game started, it would probably be double overtime. And a one-point win for somebody. Right now, it's tied 50-50 going into overtime number one. And I looked over at Chuck just a little while ago, and he looked over at me and just busted laughing. Well, going on the information we had, records are the same, 4-10. Results against my teams, pretty close. So not a shock. This game is going into overtime. Now, West Plains, here's the thing you have to also remember. Josiah Long has already fouled out of the ballgame for West Plains. Briggs Houston has three fouls. Jared Kraft has three fouls. Four fouls on the Bolivar side on Trenton Patke. Four fouls on Damian Young. So whoever Damian Young is guarding, take that dude right to him. Here's the jump start the overtime period one by Drake Durham and Bolivar basketball. West Plains back to the zone. The right point, Casey has it. We play 4 minutes in overtime. Over the top, and pass stolen. Jacob Moore is going to take it all the way in. Right-hand scoop. Layup is good. Great play by Jacob Moore. That kid has really played good tonight. He really has. He has 9 points off the bench. Near steal out front. Bolivar takes it to the corner. Loose basketball. Now a foul. A blocking foul will be called on West Plains on Jacob Moore with 3:21 to go in the first overtime. First foul on Jacob, so if someone has to get one, he'd be the guy. Carry over foul-wise into overtime here. 13 foul on West Plains. Now in the right corner. To the right point. Trenton Patsy on the left side. Damian Young. He's having trouble getting a look at the basket. Now Casey out front. We're down under 3 minutes now. West Plains up by two. And Casey nearly dribbled it out of bounds. Now gets the ball to Young. Gives some ground here, but not on Casey. For sure. Casey has it at the left point. Dribbles over. Crossover dribble. Puts it on the deck. Bulls his way in. Goes up. Missed the shot. He tried to get bailed out on the call, but didn't. And now West Plains has it. 52-50. The ball flew out of his hands. Clayton Robbins. See if we can get the ball inside here, maybe. Jared Kraft has it. At the point, left point pass, Briggs Houston. Left corner, Jacob Moore. Ethan Tuma out front. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to play. West Plains trying to win number five. Briggs Houston to the corner, Tuma. Baseline back out to Briggs. To the point, Jacob Moore thought about it. Now inside, outside. In the left corner, Tuma. We are in no hurry to do anything. 52-50. At the point, Kraft. Touch pass across. Clayton Robbins. He'll take it all the way in. Right hand layup. Good. West Plains up 5-4. That's why you take your time. Clayton Robbins. With the bucket, he has 8 points. Make it 7 points. And timeout. 1:45 to go. And Bolivar, pressure will be on them this next possession because it's a two-possession game. They got to score. And at the timeout, we'll be back in a minute, 54-50, West Plains, and back in a minute on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
West Plains up 54-50 in overtime, 1:45 to play. Bolivar ball, they have to go the length of the floor. West Plains will pick him up at midcourt and try to slow him down a little bit. Now up the floor, here's Casey with it. Boy, a stop right here would be so, so sweet. Damon Young on the left side gets it back to the point to the right corner. Lob pass over the top. Young with a high catch back to the right corner. Turn to the baseline back out on the right side. 1:17 and counting. West Plains up by four. Casey with it at the left point. Now back to Durham. Drake Durham, left side. Damian Young drives to the baseline, goes up, puts up the floater, no good. Rebound to West Plains, Jacob Moore, and West Plains gets fouled with 1:01 to go. And Jacob Moore will go to the line. Jacob Moore has been the key player tonight for West Plains. What a great game he has played. Defense, offense, rebounding. He'll go to the line here, and he'll have a chance to add to the lead. 1:01 to go. It'll be two shots. And the first free throw is no good. Fouling out of the game is Damian Young. And, boy, that's a big, big thing. He handles the ball for them, but he just fouled out of the contest. And he fouled out with 14 points. I'm sorry. He fouled out with 12. Another free throw, Jacob. Good. That's a big one. 55-50. And now another timeout called by Bolivar. With a minute to go, West Plains leads by 5 in overtime over the Liberators, 55-50. Back in a minute on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Tonight, West Plains here in this overtime for the game. They've cut their turnovers down by 10 from last night, and they find themselves up 5 with 55 seconds to go. Casey on the right wing. Here's a shot for a 3. It rims off. No good. Rebound to West Plains, and Briggs Houston has it. And let him foul you now. Briggs Houston in the front court. Double team. Back to Houston Tuma. Jared Kraft. Lob over the top. Briggs Houston. And he'll be fouled to stop the clock. That foul is on Ethan Graves. That'll be his second foul. 36 seconds to go. It's really something. This West Plains team, so much better since the calendar flipped to 2024. First free throw, no good by Briggs. 36 seconds left, 55-50. And good. So that makes it a six-point game, so two threes can only tie you. What West Plains does not want to do here is foul. Here's Casey for a 3 at the right point. Banks it in to make it a 3-point game and a timeout call with 27 seconds to go. He shot a bank shot from just right of the top of the right side of the key. And makes the 3, 56-53. And we'll take another timeout back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
27 seconds to go. Bolivar will probably foul quick, because if ultimately they have to foul, 1 point will make this a two-possession game again. So just in case that's going to happen anyway, they'd be very smart to foul very quickly if they don't get the steal on the inbound play. Clayton Robbins will throw the ball in. That's the other thing. You've got to get this ball inbound. Full court pressure, man-to-man by Bolivar. Here we go. Inbound play, far side, Briggs Houston. Picks it up, cross-court pass, Ethan Tuma up the left side. Jacob Moore, and he is going to be two-handed and foul with 23 seconds to go. And I was getting ready to say that of the players that have a track record in this game, Jacob Moore would be the guy they would foul because he is 2 out of 5 from the line. Second personal foul call on Drake Durham. Jacob Moore at the line for West Plains. Come on, Jacob. Gets two shots. Just one would be great. First one, it's no good. Couple of subs for Bolivar. Take a deep breath. Bend those knees. Tip on your toes, follow through, and make it. Here it is. Good! Big, 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 big free throw there for West Plains. Now you don't want to foul. 57-53. Bounce pass to the corner. The 3 ball is up and no good. Ball is going to be rebounded by Martin Giglio now. Here's a shot by Casey for three in the corner. No good. Ethan Tuma has it. West Plains by four. He gets it in the front court. And that, my friends, is basketball game. West Plains rallies and wins by four in overtime against Bolivar 57-53. And we'll come back in a minute and cap it next on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Well, how about that? West Plains with the win here in the consolation bracket, 57-53. What a good game. And what a great game off the bench for Jacob Moore. He was the most valuable Scissor tonight. He came up with big plays at both ends of the court, and he finished tonight with 11 points. So great effort, great game by Jacob Moore. 16 points, leading scorer for West Plains was Briggs Houston. A 9-point night for Josiah Long, who fouled out. 7 points for three players, Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, and Clayton Robbins to round out the score. And that's really good balance, 7-7, 9, 16, 7, and 11. That's great. West Plains cut their turnovers down to 9 from 19 last night. Leading scorer for Bolivar with 15 was Damian Young, who fouled out. So, what does that mean? It means that, well, for starters, we don't have to get up as early in the morning. But the consolation championship will be played here tomorrow, Saturday morning, 11:30 a.m., and it'll be a rematch from last week. West Plains will play Branson for the consolation trophy. So look forward to that. Again, an 11:30 start time tomorrow, and then also tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we'll have the broadcast from the Civic Center as the MSU West Plains Grizzlies will host State Fair Community College for the annual homecoming game. So, great game tonight. A lot of fun. Thanks for listening to the broadcast. Thanks to Nate Hudson in the studio. Final again, West Plains 57, Bolivar 53 in overtime. Until tomorrow morning, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying so long from Polk County.
West Plains Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Scissor Basketball is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company and Ozark Radio Network.